Welcome to Nashville.
Well, pleasure to be here. It's awful nice of the Titan Oilers organization to invite me down. And it brings back a lot of memories of days when I played in Houston and all.
Your family has some Nashville ties. Your parents were originally from Nashville and then moved out to Arkansas?
Well, my father's from Nashville and moved out to Arizona, so that's the ties.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you finally made it into the Hall of Fame. Uh-huh. How's the jacket feel?
Well, it feels reasonably well. I mean, you know, how'd it look? Pretty good, huh?
Looks good, yeah.
I tell you, I'm very humbled and honored to be part of the elite group of athletes there in Canton, and it's a wonderful, exciting experience. You know, being inducted in the 50-year anniversary with all those, you know, former Hall of Famers coming back and all, it was just fantastic, man. I can't, you know.
Timing wound up being just right for you then.
Absolutely. If I was going to go in, that's the right time to do it, you know.
And I saw you got to talk with Coach Matthews, Coach Munchak, right before the game today. What's it like to have that fraternity with other Hall of Famers?
It's nothing like it. You know, once you're a Hall of Famer, you never get cut. So I guess that's the beauty of it all, you know, a great fraternity.
And this organization is very thankful for what you did in an Oilers uniform. You revolutionized kind of the 3-4 nose tackle position. What's it like to have what you did as a player recognized with this final or with this honor?
Well, it's very, you know, a great honor to be, you know, for the powers that be to recognize my contribution to the game. And having played nose tackle or defensive tackle at Kansas City, all of that is remarkable for me to be able to represent, you know, all of football, specifically those teams in the Hall of Fame in Canton.
What is your favorite memory from the Oilers days, or what's the most memorable thing about Bum Phillips or the personality of those Love You Blue teams?
Well, you know, the Love You Blue was a fantastic time in the Houston area, and so but my most memorable situations, I think, number one is when we was playing San Diego, and I picked up a fumble, started in the wrong direction, but I think Evan Bethea yelled at me, said, "Hey, Curly, you're going the wrong way." Then I turned around and stumbled in the end zone. And the other part, from a team perspective, those years we played Pittsburgh, and one year there in the playoffs, we got real close. And I think those are probably the most memorable moments there that playing with the Houston Oilers.
Okay. And then what's it like to come out and see the organization and where it's gone to today?
I tell you, we had an opportunity to visit the facility and the displays that they have of everybody from the 1960s up to the current, and it was kind of breathtaking. A lot of respect, you know. They catered to detail, and it was great to kind of go through that and experience that over again.
Well, Mr. Culp, thank you for joining us in Nashville. Congratulations on being a Hall of Fame member.
Well, thank you very much.